From WGCU News, I'm Amy Tardif. Punta Gorda Police Chief Tom Lewis held his monthly Coffee with the Chief today, 4 weeks after one of his officers shot and killed a Punta Gorda resident during a demonstration. WGCU's Michael Hirsch was there.
More than 60 people attended Chief Tom Lewis's get-together. Insisting that transparency during the investigation of the shooting is paramount, he told the group that both police and city government officials are waiting for the Florida Department of Law Enforcement to conclude its criminal investigation into the incident. Lewis says with more than 50 witnesses to interview, the FDLE can't be rushed.
We're kind of handcuffed as to their timeline. As the investigation unfolds, it may lead them into other areas that require more follow-up. So when they'll be completed, we just don't have a good grasp on that as of yet.
Lewis says the way the law works, the Punta Gorda Police Department can't begin an internal affairs investigation until after the FDLE has completed its report. The chief reaffirmed his decision not to resign in the wake of the shooting, a statement that drew loud applause and a standing ovation.
I'm quite pleased that you're staying on.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Officer Lee Cole, who shot and killed 73-year-old Mary Knowlton during the exercise, is on paid administrative leave. Due to threats and because Lewis says the media was camped outside Cole's house, Cole and his patrol dog are staying with friends at an undisclosed location. For WGCU News, I'm Michael Hirsch in Punta Gorda.